الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala once again has given us a great opportunity to come to His house. We know we just passed the month of Ramadan, and it was a very beautiful month Allah blessed us with. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That those who bring iman, they say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, our Rabb is Allah. And after saying our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Now they have this quality of steadfastness. So the most important thing is whatever good we did in the month of Ramadan, definitely we could have never fulfilled the haqq and the right of the month of Ramadan. But whatever good we did in the month of Ramadan, now the whole test for us and the challenge for us is how we can maintain that. It's a maintenance plan. So if we try and maintain that good deeds, so we can benefit from the month of Ramadan. The great lesson of the month of Ramadan and the object of the month of Ramadan was the lesson of taqwa. So if you keep that in front all the time, and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. The most beloved of deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions that are done with istiqamah, even though it may be little. So here we see in this verse which we mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, those people who say that our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, now they remain steadfast. What's going to be the benefit? تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the malaika will descend for them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and glad tidings for you of Jannah. كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, of which we have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your friends, Allah is saying, in this world as well as in the Akhirah. So this is the, we have to keep this in front all the time, that how we can get this quality of istiqamah so we can enjoy the privilege and the virtues of this verse. The ayat which I read before you, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Ya Allah says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ, whoever Allah Ta'ala wishes that he يَهْدِيَ وَيَشْرَحْ, that Allah Ta'ala wishes that he guides him. So what Allah does for him, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, Allah opens his heart for Islam. So this is a very, very great, you see, this hidayat is something that's the most important thing. That is why in every rakat of every salah, in Surah Fatiha, we're asking Allah for hidayat. So Allah is saying, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ, whoever wishes, Allah wishes that he grants him hidayah, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, Allah will open his heart up for Islam. So nevertheless, Sahaba, when this verse was revealed, Sahaba radiallahu anhum posed a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of شَرْحِ صَدْر? Beautiful question. Let us follow this ayat now. شَرْحِ صَدْر. What is the meaning of شَرْحِ صَدْر? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, some disrespect, Allah Ta'ala illuminates the heart. Allah Ta'ala illuminates the heart with nur, with light. And with this light, he will now understand the truth. And he will accept the truth. So when Allah Ta'ala now wishes the sadr for a person, Allah will illuminate his heart with nur, with light. And through this light, he will understand the truth. And he will accept the truth. There's two things here. Understanding of the truth is one thing, and accepting the truth is another thing. Today I was reading, you know, in Marif al-Quran, where Abu Jahl, he understood that Nabi Sallam is the final Nabi. But his pride was not prepared to make him accept.
So one is to understand and now accepting. So there's two things here. Now Sahaba asked a very beautiful question. Now, is there any sign? Is there any sign that a person has achieved Sarh Sadr? Is there any sign that a person has achieved this Sharh Sadr? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied three things. The first thing he said, Al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Wat-tajafi an daril ghurur. Wal-istidadu lil-mot qabla nuzulihi. So these are the three signs that a person has achieved this Sharh Sadr. A very, very great thing to achieve. Now imagine now you have achieved this Sharh Sadr. Now your heart is opened. You'll get that light. You'll understand the truth. You will accept the truth. Now, how does a person achieve this? What are the signs? So each of us listen to the three signs carefully. And I'm speaking to myself firstly, that how we can listen to these signs very, very carefully and make intention that Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on these signs. So we achieve this sharh sadr, this noor in our heart, so we can understand the truth and we can accept, embrace and make amal on the truth. So here the first quality was, al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Inclination to the everlasting abode. Inclination to the everlasting abode. Inclination towards akhirat. Second sign. And wattajafi an daril ghurur. This inclination from the temporary abode. This inclination from the life of this dunya is a life of deception. And daril ghurur. So here Rasulullah uses the words the life of deception. This world, Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This life is a life of deception. Each person thinks he's going to live here forever. And the way we continue, like, you know, we think we are going to be here. No one even thinks that we're going to die. And the third thing is, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ الْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. And preparation for death, before death has to come. So you see that the system of the kuffar, the system that we're living in, so they here is talking about what security? Securing akhirat. Securing your jannat. This is the, now these are the signs that your heart has been illuminated with this noor through which you will recognize the truth, you will understand the truth, and you will accept the truth. So you have to know, this is signs that you are, so each person, now sometimes we just feel, hey, I got this. And inshallah, I'll reach jannat, you know. But now, if we have, it's each person should introspect and see within himself, whether does he have these signs within himself. So the system that we live in, the system of the kuffar, is just talking of security of what? We are talking of security of dunya. That is why they see, today they're just pushing one thing, every cover. Car must be covered, isn't it? Then, house must be covered. Then, business must be covered. If the business gets burned, what's going to happen to you? The business gets burned, now what's going to, if you're not covered by, a person means he's accident, by, he's insured. Okay, Alhamdulillah. Now we are, he's insured. No, so it is okay. So see how, I'm showing you now this, because we are, as in the words of Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Barakatum, that is not education, it's indoctrination. This mindset of indoctrination, that you must have a very nice education, very nice job, nice money. So this is indoctrination. So this is securing what? Anybody talked about securing the qabr? Qabr cover? Huh? Jannat cover? Like, the ma is talking that, what is talking? The ma is going a little bit off. So this is what we have to talk about. Security of what? Of that. Who's talking about that cover? So this is what we have to understand. Why say, ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqr. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqr. Wa ya'murukum bil fahsha. Shaitan makes, he instills, ya'idukum, he promises you poverty. And he makes you fear that, hey, if you don't have this, you're going to die of poverty. So this is the system of the kuffar. That's why you must have every cover. So if something happens, I go, I'm secure. So this is not the system of Islam. Look at the, so Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, we had tafsir in the morning in the masjid. The one was explaining to us that Allah ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Really, really blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, take the knowledge of everyone of the world. All the scholars, all the ulama, all the muhaddiseen. All the anbiya, put it on one side. And you put the knowledge of Rasulullah on the other side, is that the knowledge Allah gave Nabi alayhi salam was like an ocean. And the knowledge of everybody else like a drop. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us everything. And he showed us, okay, no, don't worry, I'm not saying that No security. Okay, you need a cover. You need a cover, right? So he's giving us the cover. Say, من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. Who performs his salatul fajr, salatul subh, who performs his salatul fajr with jama'at, then he فَوَّ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. He is now in the insurance of who? Allah. So what other insurance you want, right? There's no other insurance but the insurance of Allah. So because we are indoctrinated with the system, so we say, no, we must have this cover. Then Rasulullah also taught us many du'as, protection du'as. These are three codes, you'll be protected. A sahabi of the name Abdullah bin of the name Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, a person comes to him and tells him, your house got burnt. He said, my house never didn't get burnt. He goes again and says, your house got burnt. He said, I'm sure. Then he said, no, all the houses around your house got burnt, but your house. So he said, I'm not amazed at your statement that you said my house never get burnt. You said it with such conviction, with such yakin, that my house never get burnt. Why? He took an insurance also. His insurance was this dua. That's a long dua. Next dua, if you want to learn, I can give it to you, inshallah. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. Ma sha'a Allahu kan wa ma lam sha'a lam yakun. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa min sharri kulli dabba. Anta akhidhun bi nasiyati inna rabbi ala siratin mustaqim. I had this dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever will read this dua, Allah will protect his beloved. Belongings. So I read this dua in the morning, I am 100% sure my house never. So this is the insurance of, so our deen is not, never leave us like yatims. We're not saying, don't take out insurance, do nothing. Do amal, Allah will protect you. So now we have to say, and identify now, where are we? How many of these three signs we mentioned? The first, al-inabatu ila daril khulud. So total inclination towards what? Akhirah. So Allah is saying in the Quran, aminu kama amanan nas. Bring iman like how? Like how Sahaba brought iman. Now we need to analyze and see now. That's why very, very important for us to analyze and study the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Very, very important for us to read the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And this Fazail Amal, people think it to be a very small kitab. But I just, this week, you know, like we also get lazy. But our Mufsa was encouraging us. And the elders are also encouraging. Do this ta'lim every day at home. Do this ta'lim. Why? Because we have been through a whole system of the schooling system. And we have been indoctrinated with the system now. Now we have to undo this indoctrination. So the only way we'll undo this indoctrination is by us. And now we have to align with who? With Sahaba radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this, he indoctrinated. He educated Sahaba. So now we have to see what was their mindset. What was their mindset? In this week, you know, I'm reading this kitab, if we just read it, and we have to digest what the Sheikh has given us. It's a masterpiece. In the words of Mufti Sahab, this is an encyclopedia. But some of you think the kitab reading, I just take it for, don't take it for granted. Look at this kitab, read this kitab, and like, this week I read, which I'll share with you. Aisha radiallahu anha, I'm showing you now where are we compared to where they were. Aisha radiallahu anha and her spending and her charity. Now after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lands of many futuhat and many victories were taking place. So wealth was being poured into Madinah Munawwara. Aisha radiallahu anha is given 100,000 silver coins, 100,000 dirhams. So she spends everything. But no security. Where are we? I have to have sleep. Well, I believe something now. What's going to happen to me? But now see where they were. Why? Because they had total reliance, total trust on who? On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they never worried about tomorrow. They were not scared. They knew Allah would provide for them. They had total yakin. Obviously, I'm not saying give everything away now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but look at, we have to read their lives to see where we have to reach. So that 100,000 dirhams come. And from that 100,000, she gives everything. That day she was fasting. And she left nothing. The servant is telling her at the end, if we only had left one dirham, so from this one dirham, we could have bought some meat, and we could have made some iftar with some meat. Each of us ask ourselves, which fast you broke, Zahir, without meat? Was there any fast you broke without meat? How she broke her fast that day? Just some. Eat to live, others live to eat. So they went, because why? Al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Total inclination towards what? Daril khulud. That was their whole object. They understood this. And they believed in this. Wat tajafi an daril ghurur. and this inclination for the life of this world. On in the same story, as the Shaykh writes, rahmatullah alayhi, in the same story, another day she was fasting. And at that moment, she only had one piece of bread to break her fast. Only one piece of bread to break her fast. A beggar knocks at the door. The servant says, we only got this one piece of bread. If we give this bread away, we'll have nothing for iftar. She says, what? Half for me, half for the beggar. Give the whole thing to the beggar. So she broke her fast with water. I'm just coming to the conclusion. Wow, what else she broke her fast? There's nothing else. Maybe some khajur. So this is what we have to understand. That this al-inabatu ila daril. So we have to analyze. One dua I'll share with you. Beautiful dua I read to you also. Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now look at this now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offers Ali radiallahu anhu. He offers him 5,000 goats. How many? 5,000 goats. Do the maths. One goat, 4,000, 5,000. 5,000, okay, say 4,000. 4,000 times 5,000. Shiraz bhai? 20 bars? Offer him 20 bars. There's 20 bars for you. Or I can give you 5 phrases. I give you 5 phrases. In this is your protection of your welfare of your dunya, your deen, and your akhir, and your dunya. Welfare of your deen, and your dunya. Now he's thinking, no? So Ali Radhiyallahu Anhu says, 5,000 goats is a lot of goats, but I'll take the 5 phrases. Where are we, bhai? Look at this dua now. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi, wa wassi' khuluqi, wa tayyib li kasbi, wa qanni'ni bima razaqtani, wa la tudhib qalbi ila shay'in sarraftahu anni. He says, all learn this dua. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. 5 kalimats, worth more than 20 bars. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Make my character accommodating. Tayyibli kasbi. Make my risk pure, halal. Not a lot. Halal, pure. Wa qanni'ni bima razaqtani. And give me contentment in what you have granted me. Give me qanaat. Wa la tudhib qalbi ila shay'in sarraftahu anni. Don't let my heart hanker with those things that's not decreed for me. What's not meant for me? So we are thinking, you know, I'll do this deal, I'll do that deal. All the time our mind is just working. So what's not meant for me, Allah? Ya Allah, just keep my mind far away from that. وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قَلْبِي إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ صَرَّفْتَهُ عَنِي. اللَّهُمَ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي وَوَسِّعْ خُلُكِي وَطَيِّبْ لِي كَسْبِي وَقَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قَلْبِي إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ صَرَّفْتَهُ عَنِي. So this dua is so beautiful. So let's try and make amal. So I'm showing you, where are we? You know, we say now in English what they tell you now, when you come to the bridge, you'll cross it. So when you come to the bridge, so we're not thinking of the bridge of Sirat. So I'm just, today I was just thinking, I don't know, maybe they're talking about which bridge they're talking about. They say when you come to the bridge, then don't worry about that now. When you come to the bridge, you must cross it now. So that's our mindset. We don't worry about pull Sirat and all now. Well, just relax now. When we come to the bridge, then we'll cross it. So look at our mindset. So what the hadith is saying here? What's the saying? What is isti'dad lil maut qabla nuzuli? Preparation for death before death has to come. So what they're teaching us? When you come to the bridge, you'll cross it. So Sahaba near Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu is crying. His wife sees him crying. So she starts crying. Love, you see. So he asks his wife, what makes you cry? So she tells him, what makes you cry makes me cry. So what he says, what makes me cry? I'm just thinking. Each person asks ourselves, do we ever think of this? We come to the bridge, we'll cross it, isn't it? Ask yourself. He says, I'm thinking, how will I cross the Sirat? How will I cross the Sirat? So that was in front of them. The day is going to come. I have to stand there, I have to cross the Sirat. Under that Sirat is what? Jahannam. Some will cross it with the speed of light. Some will cross it with the blink of an eye. Some will crawl over the bridge. And for Allah protect us. Allah make it easy for us to cross the bridge with the last one. So I'm saying, isti'dad al-maut qabla nuzuli, and preparation for death before death comes. So each one of us should analyze and study and think now. How can we also start worrying about this? So the 3 signs are what? Al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Inclination towards the everlasting life of akhirat. والتجافي عن دار الغرور. This inclination, برغبتي, no love for this temporary. Rasulullah said, we heard this before, I'm talking to myself, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله مثقال بعوضة ما سق الله كافرا شربة ما. If this whole world and whatever it contains, all the gold, all the properties, everything, if it's worth, even the wing of a mosquito, many times he says, eat, give by, give back, and he says, the shiraz by, Yaqub by, give you a wing of a mosquito. How you feel? So what, this is the dunya by. This is the dunya. We have to talk of it. So the love of this dunya must come out of the heart. The love of Allah must come in the heart. When the love of Allah will come in the heart, now to obey Allah will become very, very easy for all of us. So let us think, inshallah, that this dunya in the eyes of Allah, no. وَالتَّجَافِي عَنْ دَارِ الْغُرُورِ وَالِاسْتِعْدَادِ الْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ النُّزُولِ, and preparation for death before death. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to prepare for maut before maut comes. So this is the best day of your life must be which day? The best action of your life must be the last action. The best day of your life will be the life when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it can't just be the best day. A person now got an examination. Now some will go in the examination, they'll smash that paper. Why? They prepared and they worked hard for the paper. And they made effort. So if you want to be the best day of your life, the day when you meet Allah, that's the end, that test, you must just pass it. You must be smiling at Allah, Allah must be smiling at you. And you must be happy. So for that to become a reality, you have to make a preparation. Allah give us tawfiq and understand. You prepare for that day, inshallah. So the best day of our life must be the life when we basically live your life like Ramadan. The words of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, live your life like Ramadan. The day you die will be like Eid. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.